Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
How many angels are there? Well, the Bible tells us in this one verse. Of course, other verses, but I want to point this out in Hebrews 12, 22. But ye are come to Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and an innumerable company of angels. Now, how many is innumerable? Way beyond my, I can't count that high. The Bible says innumerable. Yes, the sands of the sea. Yeah. Great illustration. Well, the Bible says they're innumerable. And by the way, we're going to get into this. God created all of them. He created them for his own good pleasure and all. But I want you to notice here, Hebrews 12, 22 says they're innumerable. All right. And then in verse number 2, chapter number 13. Yeah, very important. Okay. Be not forgetful to entertain stranger, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. So, again, we talked about this when we were in the book of Hebrews, about entertaining angels unawares. Now, I don't want to get out here in left field or in right field for that matter, but the Bible tells us that be good to other people you don't know, strangers, foreigners, lest you entertain. The word entertain literally means host. It's more than just greet, okay? Somehow you've entertained angels unawares. You didn't know that these were angelic beings. Preacher, you believe that? Well, it's what the Bible says. So I don't think it's some kind of symbolic thing. Angels are real. Amen. They're real. We'll get into next week about their ministry. What ain't the angelic realm? What is their purpose? Not only messengers, I believe that we have guardian angels. And we'll talk about that next week. Don't think I'm a heretic. You know, only thing about a heretic, I heard this, a heretic is something on a dog's back. Heretic, okay? But anyway, I do believe we have guardian angels. Now I'll show you from scriptures why I believe that. I do believe some of y'all have more guardian angels than I do, because y'all need them more than I do. Some of the things, I'm just kidding. But anyway, so when you think of the angelic realm in terms of angels, we want to think of a heavenly host that are innumerable, that we cannot count. Let me just give you this introduction, then we'll go a little bit farther. We see that there are angels. These are messengers. But they're also what's called cherubim. Cherubim. Now, they're part of that heavenly host. And we see that cherubims, and we'll get a little bit more detail maybe next week. Cherubims have a ministry of defense. Defense. They are, when you see them, they are around the throne, by the throne. We see them there. Remember the Ark of the Covenant and the cherubims who were guarding that. Remember the two cherubims. Okay. Remember this one. In the Garden of Eden, when God drove out Adam and Eve, remember he had to drive them out. The word drive means he had to push them. They did not want to leave on their own. Who would have blamed Adam and Eve? It's the Garden of Eden. And he said, you got to leave. And I imagine Adam and Eve, the Bible does not say this specifically, but they use that word drove, that God drove them out. They went against their will. They didn't want to leave, so he had to push them out. You can't stay here. He put a cherub there by the entrance of the Garden of Eden to guard that entrance so nobody else could come back in. Are you following? So that's just another example that that's their purpose. They were guardians of the throne. They're part of the guardians of defense. Not that God needs any defense, but it's that purpose that he made. Matter of fact, you know, God doesn't need us. Amen, preacher. No matter how important we think we are, God does not need us. Same thing about the cherubim, the seraph. By the way, cherubim is the plural of cherub. Cherub is singular. When you read about cherubim, it's plural. Seraph is a singular form of seraphim. Seraphim. Is the plural of seraph. So we see that the cherubim, we'll talk about that next week. They have a ministry of defense. While the seraphim, their ministry is worship. We see in Isaiah chapter number 6, the seraphim, and they have 6 wings. With 2, they covered their face. With 2, they covered their feet. And with 2, they did fly. Remember that? And we see that the ministry of the seraphim, and there's other verses, we'll get into that next week. Their ministry is a ministry of worship. The ministry of the cherubim is defense. Of the seraphim is a worship. And then the ministry of the angelic body, we think of as messengers. That's what the word means. When we get into we were studying the book of Revelation, remember chapter number 2 and 3, it addressed the pastors of that church as angels. Now, I'm not an angel. When I think I have a halo, above my head, I have to feel back there, and there's 2 little horns starting to come up, But what that meant, that were messengers, okay? So literally the word, it's angelos, it means messengers. So God's messengers are the angelic realm. And we see them visit people in the Old Testament and in the New Testament in a bodily form. We're going to learn a little bit that angels are spirits, but they can take on a bodily form. The Bible tells us they're ministering spirits. Now, I'll mention this and we'll move on. Angelic beings, as such as the angels, Gabriel, Michael, they don't have wings. We're going to look at that as we get a little bit farther. When we look at these winged beings, those are the cherubim, they have 4 wings. The seraphim have 6 wings. But the angels, it's never mentioned in Scripture about angels having wings. They come in a human form, they don't need wings, and that's all. We'll get more into that. Isn't that interesting? We get to the little study about everybody has angels, and go to these cemeteries, you see these angels on gravestones with the little wings and all. It's a cute little thing, but we want to stay what Scripture says and what it doesn't say. Never describes as angelic beings, talking about Gabriel and them. When Gabriel appeared to Mary, okay, he didn't have wings that he fluttered down. We think of that. We had the Christmas play, remember? For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And we have a little kid up there dressed in. It's cute. I'm not criticizing it, but according to Scripture, angels don't have wings. This is yes, this is no, I have no idea what you're talking about, preacher. Okay. Cherubim are by the throne. Seraphims, we find, are above the throne. Even in heaven today, God's word describes that. Cherubim are by the throne of God, even today. While the seraphim, we saw in Isaiah 6, they're circling above the throne. So we have them above and beside the throne. All right, so here's some things I want to share with you about the angelic body. Number 1, the angelic realm is a created realm. God created them all. Now, when we think of angels, there's a couple of them that are named. Name one of them. Gabriel, he's been named. Who's another angel? Michael. All right, and then name another one that's in that realm. Lucifer, we're going to talk about. He's a cherub. All right, we see in Scripture that he actually was a cherub. He was high anointed. He was in a place in position of great authority, hence that pride. And we'll look at that again later this week. But I want you to get the picture of the few that have been named. All right, there's only one archangel, only one, and that's Michael. A lot of people would say that Gabriel is an archangel. The Bible has never stated the only designated for an archangel is Michael. Matter of fact, remember he battled with Satan over the body of Moses. Remember that? We found that in the book of Jude. Y'all remember that? Okay. Matter of fact, I read ahead in your daily Bible readings, we're toward the end of Deuteronomy. This morning, I read all the way to the end of Deuteronomy where Moses was able to look out over the, God took him over to the mount. He said, Moses, you can't go into across the Jordan River. You can't go into Canaan because of what you had done about striking the rock. Remember that.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.